Carol Tyneman is the director of the Alaska Arts Confluence. She has a small smile on her face as she turns the crank on one of the interactive pieces of art in the sculpture garden. She says the garden is reflective of locals' knack for reusing and repurposing materials.
Well, I just love it. I love possibilities, and I love working with people who are interested in creation and doing things publicly that, you know, everybody can enjoy.
It's been here for 5 years, in the ruins of an historic barracks building that burned down in 1981. The garden was overgrown and the ruins were crumbling perilously just a few weeks ago. But after hundreds of hours of volunteer work, art pieces emerge gracefully from the bones of the building in the style of an open-air museum.
It's hard to imagine because just in the 5 years that we started this, we've actually taken out probably 10 tons of debris.
The vision went before the infrastructure. The garden was a grassroots effort initiated by members of the Arts Confluence. But the garden didn't have a formal lease for the Port Chilkoot Company land where the art was installed. They were operating
on a handshake.
As of this month, they have a 15-year lease from the Port Chilkoot Company. Lee Heinmiller is the president. His father and four other veterans bought the fort surplus property at the end of World War II.
And the Port Chilkoot Company still owns some of the real estate in the fort and the hospital building, the barracks building, and the quartermaster's building.
Port Chilkoot Company attempted a restoration of the barracks buildings in the 1970s, but that came to a halt when a faulty boiler burnt one of the buildings down. Now it's too expensive for the company to take on another restoration. But Heinmiller says he's happy to have the burned site cleaned up even more.
Pretty much just, you know, waiting to see, you know, where they take the ball and run with it. And they've got some, you know, pretty big ideas and stuff along the way.
Port Chilkoot Company is waiving the first 2 years of rent, and the Alaska Arts Confluence is paying the insurance. After 2 years, Tyneman says the nonprofit will pay about a quarter of the property taxes using grants, funding contributions, and volunteer services.
Today I'm weeding and sweeping away debris.
Ellen Larson is among the volunteers who are sprucing up the garden under the direction of local landscape designer Jason Schultz. He's using decades of experience to give the project shape.
He's not like cleaning up the fort and getting rid of everything. He's using the artifacts and the rock, but using it in a way that makes sense and just makes a real visual picture of the fort and the barracks and then looking across there.
The remaining barracks building stands right next door. It has the same design as the one that burned down, and it's a powerful reminder of what was once in this space. The uncovered and displayed artifacts in the garden give a strangely intimate look at what was here before.
My vision for this is to see the whole fort revitalized.
As Tyneman shows me around the garden, I get the sense that she's seeing past what's there into a hopeful future. Another vision, maybe, the kind that makes projects like the sculpture garden into reality. In Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel.